inches away from the outstretched hands.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian. The 2007 championship season, the coordinators. I'm Bob Poppin, the Legacy Club at MetLife Stadium. The Giants' road to Super Bowl 42 was highlighted by great wins during the course of the season, but also excellent coaching led by Tom Coughlin. He had two coordinators, Kevin Gilbride and Steve Spagnuolo, that worked magic. Coughlin had a long history with Gilbride. Spagnuolo came from the arch-enemy Philadelphia Eagles. Here's how those two men wound up at that championship point.
Growing up on the coast in Connecticut, former Giants offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride often dreamed of following in his father's footsteps.
My dad was a high school teacher and a coach. I thought he had the greatest job in America. I thought it was phenomenal. And much to his chagrin, that's what I decided to do.
A disciple of the run and shoot, Gilbride became the offensive coordinator of the Houston Oilers in 1990. With Warren Moon at quarterback, Gilbride's reputation took off.
We're in the playoffs seven straight years. We had great offenses. We were first or second in the league every year.
Kevin moved on to Jacksonville in 1995, where Tom Coughlin hired him as his offensive coordinator. Considered one of the game's top offensive minds, Gilbride would spend two seasons with the Jaguars before getting his first head coaching opportunity, taking over the helm of the San Diego Chargers in 1997. Unfortunately, it was a stint that would be short-lived.
We were going through a tumultuous time, and that led to the drafting of Ryan Leaf, and that led to the termination of Kevin Gilbride. So I left, and I took a job with the Pittsburgh Steelers for 2 years. Left there, went to the Buffalo Bills for 2 years, and then wound up coming to the New York Giants.
In 2004, Gilbride was hired once again by Tom Coughlin, reunited in New York as the Giants' new quarterback coach. For three seasons, Kevin would mentor a young Eli Manning into prominence, and in 2007, Coughlin promoted him to offensive coordinator. Much like Gilbride, Steve Spagnuolo's love for football and teaching started at an early age.
I think the coaching blood's been in me forever, even way back when I remember in high school saying I was going to go to Springfield College to play football and become a coach. I thought I was going to go back and coach high school football. And from there, it just became this journey of grad assistantship at the University of Massachusetts and then Lafayette College. From there, the University of Maine to the University of Connecticut, then to Rutgers University, then to Bowling Green, Ohio, out in the Midwest. And then finally, in 1999, Andy Reid offered me a position in Philadelphia, coached the secondary, spent eight great years there in Philadelphia, went to four NFC Championships games, went to a Super Bowl. And then I was fortunate enough, you know, in 2007 to come up, visit with Tom Coughlin.
Steve's coaching in Philadelphia, coaching with Jim Johnson, which was a great attraction to me because obviously we played against them in the division twice a year. And of course, as soon as I met Steve, I knew that all the intangibles that you're looking for in an individual and a coach were there.
Came from the Eagles. Our toughest rival, the Eagles. Well, you bringing a guy from the Eagles? You kidding me?
But despite all the high hopes and expectations for a great start to the 2007 season, the Giants would lose their first two games with a lackluster performance on defense.
You know, we hired a new defensive coordinator, and we promptly gave up 80-plus points in the first two games of the year.
So it took us a while, and those first two games were, it was a hard lesson to learn.
He never panicked. He didn't come in and yell at anybody. He didn't do anything. Very rarely did he ever raise his voice. He simply said, trust the system.
And what I really sold them on was the fact that the system was proven. So they bought in that particular point, and we went down to Washington, and then there was an intent coming out of the locker room in the second half that that's it. We're not letting them score anymore. We now had a great half of football, culminated with the goal line stand at the end. The thing I remember most about the goal line stand was third down came, we stopped them.
Campbell, handoff left for Fats.
Hit by Mitchell. And stopped short of the goal line. Kavika Mitchell with a big tackle. Redskins got a hustle. Fourth and goal at the one.
It was fourth down. The clock was running. And I remember Coach Coughlin looking at me and saying, Steve, do we need a timeout? And I said, Coach, I don't think so. They're a little bit messed up over there. Let's just let it go. So we kind of let it ride. They had to go to another play. I don't think they were prepared for it.
Takes the snap. Handoff left for Fats, and he strips up and stops short. Giants stopped him on fourth and goal. And they're going to win the ball game.
We stopped him, and it was game over. So it was huge.
The Giants may have saved their season with a stirring victory against their NFC East rivals, the Washington Redskins.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, the 2007 championship season. The Coordinators, presented by New York Presbyterian. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, the 2007 championship season. The Coordinators, presented by New York Presbyterian.
Kevin. How are we doing? Long time no see, man.
Long time no see.
Long time. I'll tell you long what, time since we won the last Super Bowl in 2007.
10 years. I can't believe 10 years.
I saw Kevin Booth in the airport. He said, hey, we're having a big celebration. I said, for what? He said, for the Super Bowl, 10 years. Yeah. I said, it hasn't been 10 years.
Well,
so, yeah.
Well, what I want to say though, is we never stop celebrating. Right? You're not supposed to stop celebrating, but you want to sit down and...
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to... Let's go back to 10 years. Just that whole season, the things that... I still remember during the season, Kevin. It's funny how... I think any team that wins a Super Bowl can go back and say, wow.
Think about the Buffalo game.
Oh.
We go up there.
We were down 14-0 right off the bat.
With the rain coming in sideways,
then
it turns into sleet.
And the sleet came down. We had every weather.
It's like the Bills cued the rain and wind.
What got us back in was Bradshaw
went 94 yards. Yeah.
First and 10 Giants at their own 12. Hand off Bradshaw up the middle. Finds a crease up to the 20. 25-30. It's a foot race. Bradshaw to the 40. To midfield. No one's going to get the rookie Adam Marshall. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Ahmad Bradshaw. 88 yards for the rookie.
Congratulations, gentlemen. 10 wins and in. That's a great job, man. Terrific job.
Now, that clinched the playoff.
That clinched the playoff because I remember saying we got to win one of the last two games.
Yeah, and we didn't want to have to go in.
The last one was New England.
To rest or not to rest, that is the quandary facing Tom Coughlin's Giants. With nothing to be gained in the playoff standings, do they sit their starters or do they go for the big win against the Patriots and the momentum that that would provide going into the playoffs?
They're very talented. I think definitely Strahan should take the weekend off. I'd rest them. I know that. Coughlin, if you're listening, definitely rest those guys.
Pretty cool scene inside of Giants Stadium as the New England Patriots try to become the first team since the 72 Dolphins to go through a regular season undefeated.
One thing that came out of that game was I think everyone on our team felt if that's the best team in the National Football
League,
we're as good as anybody.
I think you're right about that. And thank God Coach Coughlin played it the way he did because other people might have done it differently.
Manning pumps, throws one right into the end zone, caught by Burris on the sideline, touchdown! What a throw by Manning!
That game got so heated and was so intense and so competitive. Everybody said, the heck with this, like, we're winning this game.
It's like when you get together and have a three-on-three basketball game. Hey, let's just go out and play a little basketball. And then all of a sudden you get rolling.
The adrenaline starts to
flow. You're not even playing for money. You're not even playing for anything.
It's just pride.
Back to pass goes Brady. Feels some pressure. And he's going to get sacked back at the 39-yard line.
And truth be known, once the game was over and it was a great competitive fight it out, after that game, we went in. Remember, we went into the team meeting. And Tom played a phone call from John Madden complimenting Tom and us, the team, on how we had approached that game. I mean, John Madden is the purest football man in the world.
Yeah, Tom, this is John Madden calling on Sunday morning just to congratulate you and your team for a great effort last night. You know, not good, but great. I think it's one of the best things that has happened to the NFL in the last 10 years, and, you know, they should be very grateful. And we were getting too much of that. You know, well, they're going to rest their players. They don't need it. And that's not sports, and that's not competition. And anyway, I'm a little emotional about it, but I was so damn, you know, proud of what you guys did. Congratulations.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, the 2007 championship season. The Coordinators, presented by New York Presbyterian. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, the 2007 championship season. The Coordinators, presented by New York Presbyterian.
It's Tampa, Dallas, right? Who we had lost to twice.
Twice, beaten us twice.
Here we go, 4th and 11 at the Giants 23. 16 seconds to go.
First thing I remember looking to the sideline, getting a call from Spags, and he's in a kneeling position. Hands kind of like this. And I'm thinking he just got him crossed, but not to realize later he was praying. So I'm like, all right, that's different. You know, Spags ain't the biggest guy, so for him to be kneeling, that's even harder to find him. So you get the call, and it's simple. We just got to protect the end zone, guys.
Giants trying to pull off the upset. High drama in Big D.
Rise up, D, come on!
Giants leading by 4. Romo takes the snap. Back to throw, has time to the end zone. Intercepted by the Giants! Intercepted by the Giants in the end zone. R.W. McCorders.
Way to go, R.W. What a play.
And to beat Dallas, which is always fun and special. And then
Green Bay, who we had lost to earlier in the year.
And that was that miserable cold game.
Welcome to Lambeau Field in Green Bay for the NFC Championship game. Second coldest game ever at Lambeau Field, -1 degree with a wind chill of -23.
No one thought you could do anything, and Eli was on fire in the minus whatever it was.
Looks right, throws right, looking for Burris, who makes the catch over the defender.
Manning takes back to throw. He wings it over the right side, and he's got Burris again. He turned around Al Harris.
You remember Tom telling the story about Tynes? So Tynes had missed a couple, two field goals.
Three.
In that game?
Yeah, two in that, and that was his third try.
I'm
getting ready to call the play, and all of a sudden Tynes goes out, and I said, oh.
Well, Tom.
And Tom let him go. And I said, what do you think, this sucker's missed two already.
You talk to
You're going to give him another one?
Tom said he was trying to decide whether to kick the field goal or not, and then he just kind of turned. And Tynes just kind of ran out of his own.
That's exactly what
now,
he
if
did.
You're Tom, you say, well, if he's that confident.
All right, here goes Tynes again from 47 yards. To kick the Giants to the Super Bowl. Snap is good. Kick on its way. End over end. Does it have the distance? It is.
Good.
Good. Lawrence Tynes has kicked the Giants to the Super Bowl. February the 3rd, 2008. At stake, the Vince Lombardi Trophy. The New York Football Giants and the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 42.
In the biggest game of their lives, Steve Spagnuolo would convey the defensive game plan to his troops on the sideline. But it was Gilbride on the Giants' offense who took the field first.
You know what? When we played him in the last regular season game, it was such a different game. I knew or expected him to make some adjustments as to what it was going to be. And the approach he took was, hey, we're not going to give him any big plays. You know, particularly Plexico had a lot of big plays. And so he played a lot of conservative coverage. So we had a difficult time pushing the ball down the field, but we could throw those little 7, 8, 10-yard gains. But we were also running the ball. 5 yards here, 6 yards here, 4 yards here. And before you knew it, we're into a 15-16-play drive.
So here comes Lawrence Tynes trying to cap off this long time-consuming drive. Snap is good, kick on its way, end over end, and it is good.
But I always wondered, when you have the ball and you're sitting on the sidelines, you know the mindset, everybody, you're ready to go, you're, you know, caged tigers ready to go there, and all of a sudden you're sitting back and you're helping.
Well, here's the thing, it was a double-edged sword. Kevin, stay
you want him
out.
Off
yeah,
the
Kevin,
field.
Stay out there. We don't want Tom Brady on the
right,
field.
Right.
But you're right about our guys were so juiced up for the game. And then it was time for us to go out there. Now, I do remember this, because as I put the whole game together, I remember coming off the field in game 16.
Right.
I remember Justin Tuck, and Justin said, Coach, if we play these guys again, just let us rush. Now, like they felt coming out of that game like they could, as four guys physically get after them, which they did.
Brady back to throw. Steps up. Back again. Back at the 15-yard line.
Brady took another hit. He is getting rattled.
This is what I thought threw their whole O-line out of whack. Early in the game, we ran one of our typical overloaded zone pressures. But instead of bringing field the quarterback, and it looks like you're going to get the overload.
Who are the salt checkers?
This is defense. That's the quarterback right there. That's Tom Brady. And so we decided going into the game that the first time that we called that, we told Kavika Mitchell to make it take one step like you were coming out. And they just disregarded him and then go. And that's what he did on that first. That's how we got the first sack.
Brady in a shotgun on a second and 10.
Brady takes his time and takes the snap. Blitzes on under pressure, avoids the sack, and then gets dropped. Michael Strahan got a piece of it as the Giants sent Kavika Mitchell.
With the pummeling your guys were doing, hitting him, well, why weren't they using chips and keeping the tight end? Because they had shown that in the past.
I just think more than anything, it was the intent of the guys up front that we're going to rush these. And, you know, having a Michael Strahan, an OC, and a Tuck, I mean, like the end of the first half, Tom Brady had the football. I don't know if you remember
that.
And you always worry about him at 2 minutes.
Right.
And that's when OC and Justin came up with the sack fumble.
Brady back, has time, steps up, gets hit, fumble. Sack, fumble the football, it's loose on the ground, they scramble for it. Giant ball at midfield.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, the 2007 championship season. The Coordinators, presented by New York Presbyterian. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, the 2007 championship season. The Coordinators, presented by New York Presbyterian.
We go to the fourth quarter, 7-3 New England.
First play of the fourth quarter, we get the ball. So we drew up on the sidelines a play to Kevin Moss. And I said to him, hey, I don't care what you do. Get off this stinking ball. So I'm going to put you in motion, and I'm going to bring you across. And then when you go back, return motion, I don't care how wide you get. Just make sure you get out so you get a release. I said, Kevin, there's nobody there.
Moss in motion to the right. Manning back to throw. Sets, looks over the middle. Boss makes the catch on the run. Still on his feet across midfield. To the 40, to the 35, and knocked down at the 34-yard line. Kevin Boss, 46 yards, the longest catch of his rookie season.
You know, the nice thing about the Boss thing was people, all they think about with Tyree is the Tyree helmet catch, which obviously is, you know, one of the great catches in Super Bowl history. But Tyree, two things. One, going into that week, he couldn't catch a pass.
I remember that.
He dropped every
pass.
Was that
Friday? Was it the Friday practice?
Did not catch a pass. Yeah. They're bouncing off his chest to the point where we were saying, hey, maybe we got to sit him down. Yeah. But he was our best blocker. By far, he was our best blocker. So when we got down into the tight red zone, we wanted to put him in because then that would say, signal to them, hey, it's a run play.
We're going to run the ball.
So now we got it all set up perfectly. But I'm holding my breath. Will he catch the ball? I know he's going to be open. Will he catch it?
Tyree in motion, handoff, bump, play fake, Manning to throw to the end zone, touchdown! David Tyree on the post, and the Giants have the lead with 11:05 to go in the ballgame.
I just figure it this way, Tyree got all his drops out of the way on Friday, saved all his catches.
Whatever
for the game,
it was, thank God really he made that catch. And that was the key that put us back ahead, which takes us now, we're shutting them down. We haven't done anything since the first drive, now they come down
and score.
They
get it back, they scored.
Brady takes the snap, back to throw, lobs one right for Moss, touchdown! The Patriots have the lead with 2:42 to go.
You guys get the ball back, and then that's when I'm sitting there just praying.
Third and five for the Giants. 1:16 to go. Everybody on their feet. Manning takes the snap. Back to throw. Under pressure.
The funny part is I'm yelling at Eli because I can't believe he hasn't thrown the ball. Because all I see is no one's on Tyree. And I'm throw it. Why doesn't he throw it? Not realizing he's fighting for his life because my eyes are downfield and I don't realize that.
Somebody's grabbing him, he's pulling away.
Two or three guys are grabbing him and you just don't know what's going on. And then he spins out and he throws it.
But now throws it deep downfield. Tyree makes the catch. What a play by Manning. What a catch by Tyree. Oh.
First and 10 at the 13. 39 seconds to go. Giants down by four.
They haven't blitzed yet. They don't want any one-on-one.
Is that when Plexico converted it?
They finally go blitz. Yeah. We said instead of running the backside slant that we normally would run, we're running a fade anytime we're inside the 20-yard line.
That's what
he
did,
and when he came up, he took a jab step to the inside. Ellis Hobbs jumped it.
Manning calling signals, takes the snap.
And then it's like one of those things, he's so open, Eli doesn't want to overthrow it or miss, so he floats it out there. And on the sidelines, it's like, will that thing ever come down? I mean, you're just like, whoa. And then, of course, it does.
First is wide open. Touchdown, Giants! In the left corner of the end zone.
Touchdown.
With 35 seconds to go, and the Giants regain the lead.
But now we got to hold our breath. Now we come back to you because we got
maybe
the greatest quarterback of all time is still got enough time.
He was in the chucking mode. Let's
he
try
was.
To get it down there. And he had a pretty good receiver to chuck it to.
Randy Moss.
I mean, Randy Moss. We all remember doing this on the last play and that ball being up there forever. And Jarrell just a little bit shorter than he really should have been. But nothing better than seeing that ball go incomplete. Yeah.
And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14. And the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42.
We're fortunate in that we share a Super Bowl together. We got a ring together. That's never going to change. No. And 10 years later...
Best part is, they can't take it away from us.
No, that's
it. We won.
Game's over. We win. They lose. We got a ring, and away we go. This has been awesome. Good seeing you again.
Good seeing you.
Spags' defensive game plan, like Bill Belichick's Super Bowl XXV defensive game plan, are things of legend. Gilbride remained with the Giants through 2013, winning a second Lombardi trophy. Both men's game plans helped the Giants pull off one of the great upsets in NFL history, winning Super Bowl 42. That wraps it up for this week's show. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian, the 2007 championship season, the Coordinators. This segment is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com.